Daf is Daf Chaf Dalet. So let's take it the very top line. The Gemara said we're talking about yesterday. Two Edom came and they asked. We asked them a question whether it's in Tzafon or it was a Daron or it was before the Levano or Chama after the Chama. So one of the questions that was asked to the Edom was that Kama Haya Gavoa L'Ain Haya Nota. How high was it, and to which direction was it leaning towards? So the Gemara explains two lines down now. Tanacha, the one Brisa says Litzfona. If the Edom say it was towards the north, so then we accept their words. If they say it towards the south, we don't accept them. But doesn't the Brisa say it was the opposite? In other words, if he says it's to the south, that's where we accept it. But if he says it's towards the north, we don't accept it. So before we get to the answer here, we have to remember from yesterday's daf, when Rashi taught us that when Eretz Yisrael, which is north of the equator, that means the sun is going to be on the south. They're going to see it on the south of it. So it starts in the east and it goes down towards the south and comes back to the west, but it always remains on the south here. So we understand the second brisa. If they say Ladroma, it's Dvarv Kayamim, but if they say Litzfona, Lomar Klum, that much we get. But what about the other brisa that says if it was to the north, we accept the words, but not if it was to the south? So the Gemara says there's no contradiction, no kasha kan biyamos hachama, kan biyamos hagshamim, depending whether it's the rainy season, the winter season, or if it's the summer. What's the difference? So Rashi explains in the summer, we know the days are much longer. So if the days are much longer, so even though it starts off in the south, it actually tips to the west. So when it starts off coming from the east, it's actually the northeast and comes down south as a very long trip until it gets to the west. But by the time it gets to the west, it's on the northern side. That's what's being explained. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says here, kan bimos hachama, kan bimos hagishamim, bimos hachama in the summer months where the days are long, kegon b'yom aruch shel tkufas tamuz, in the long days, chama shokas lasof mariv letzad tzafon. It ends up setting in the western part of the world, but northwest, and that's what it means. When you saw it setting, the sun, and really the moon, when the moon was coming out, do you see it the north at the end of the day, or was it in the south? And that would be explaining the other brisa. So now the Gemara says, the new brisa teaches us, that Tanu Rabbanan Echad Omer Gavoa Beis Mardos Vechad Omer Gimel. So they said, how high was it? So the Mardos is like a type of stick. So how they measured it was some type of arbitrary measurement. One says it was around 10 Mardos up, and one says it was around 3 Mardos up in the sky. I'm not sure what that means really in our terms. So the Gemara says, Eidusun Kayemes, we would accept them because the person can make a mistake. It's not precise measurements. It's an estimate. And therefore, 2 versus 3 is something that people can make, 2 Eidim can make a mistake, and that's considered acceptable Eidus. But if Echad Omer Shlosha, Echad Omer Chamisha, one says it's 3, one says it's 5 Mardos, then Eidusun Bate, then we would not accept their Eidus because that's too much of a discrepancy, and then we throw their Eidus out. However, even though we can't accept their Eidus together, about Mitzdarfin Le'Eidus Acheres, but we don't passel the Eid entirely, we just can't put them together. But if the one who says 3, and they find another Eid who says 3 or 4, or 2 for that matter, at least as long as it's one off, then we would accept him. He can be mitzdarf with somebody else. So then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches that Ra'inu b'mayim, if you see it in the water, what does it mean you see it in the water? If you see it reflecting, you see the moon reflecting the water, you didn't see it directly, but you saw the reflection of it. Or Ra'inu b'ashashes, you saw it in a glass, which machlokas, what that means, through a glass, or reflecting off a glass. So the Shvus Yaakov says it refers to reflecting off a glass, because if I saw it through a glass, that works. My glass is completely transparent. So if I see through glasses or through a window, that would work. But it's mashma from the Ritva, if you saw it through a glass, that would not be acceptable. So if you wanted to testify for Eidus HaChodesh according to the Ritva, you'd have to take off your glasses, or you have to be outside. You can't see this through a window. So that's a machlokas. So either way, you see it in the water, reflected off the water. You see it either reflected off the glass or through a glass. Reinu ba'avim, you saw it behind the clouds. Ein ma'idin alav, there you cannot testify about it. You have to see it clearly. You have to see it directly. If you see chetze b'mayim, chetze ba'avim, half it in the clouds and half in the water. Chetze ba'shashis, or rather, half in the water, half in the clouds, half in the glass. Ein ma'idin alav, that doesn't work. So of course, it doesn't work. It only saw half a moon. Hashakula amris, if you see an entire moon in the water, in the glass, in the cloud, it doesn't work. So certainly, chetz of mibay, you have to tell me that if you only see half the moon, half of what you're supposed to see, certainly that doesn't work either. El hachi kamar, chetz b'mayim mechetz b'rakiv. You see it partially in the water and then partially in the sky. I don't know, you're a certain angle, let's say. You see there's a mountain, you see half the moon reflecting off the water, and you see the other half of the moon, you see it directly, even then won't work either. You see chetz, but again, chetz b'mayim, chetz b'rakiv, chetz b'avim, chetz b'rakiv, chetz b'ashashish, chetz b'rakiv, ein me'idin. In other words, you see half it, you see actually real, and the other half you see through one of these reflections, so that won't be good enough. You have to see the entire moon of that evening has to be seen directly with no reflections and no clouds in the way. So Gemara then says, Tani Rabbanan Ra'inua V'shuv Lo Ra'ina. You saw it, and then you didn't see it. Ein Me'idin Alava, you don't testify about such a moon. So what does that mean? Kol Hachi Chazilei V'azilei? So if you look at Rashi to explain the question, look at Rashi all the way towards the bottom, around 10 narrow lines up, Rashi says, you saw it and then you didn't see it. Kol Hachi Chazilei V'azilei B'tmiya. Me'acha Shira'ua Lama Lo Ya'idu. After they saw it once, why can't they testify? They have to watch it every single second from the moment they saw it to went to Bezin? No, if you see it for a split second, the new moon, that's enough to testify. So the clouds move away. I see it. The clouds cover it up again. That's good enough. I've got to watch it the whole time until I go to Bezin. What kind of b'ris is this? So Gemara says, Amr Abai, Abai explains, no, Hachi Kama. This is what the b'ris is teaching us. Ra'inua me'aleinu. If I saw it on its own, which means I wasn't paying attention. I was having a conversation. I happened to catch a glimpse of the moon in the corner of my eye. That was Me'ilenu. Then I said, you know what? Let me go look at it directly to make sure I'm seeing the right thing. But I don't see it anymore. The cloud covered it up or whatever else blocking it. Ain Me'idin Alav. That I don't testify. Why not? I saw it. It's a very small sliver of a moon. Why wasn't that good enough? Even though I didn't have Kavana, I saw the moon. So Gemara says, my time, Amor. Kovisa Diiva Bamhu Dechazi. Perhaps you saw some type of reflection, or maybe a shooting star or something. It was just like a flash of light you saw. If you didn't see it directly with the proper kavana, we can't guarantee that you saw it, even though you saw it Meilenu, you saw it from the corner of your eye. That was not good enough. You have to be completely aware with complete intent to accept it as the Eidus of the Chodesh. Fine. So now the Gemara tells us as follows. New Mishnah says, Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudash. When they accept the Eidus, that's a good, they saw a moon, it's a new Chodesh, they say, Mekudash, V'chala'am, Onim Achrav, and everybody else who's present, they respond, Mekudash, Mekudash. Bein Shanir Bismano, Bein Shalot Nir Bismano. Mekachino, so whether or not they saw it in the right time, which means day 30 was day 1, or they saw it day 31, which means day 31 was day 1, whether it's Bismano or Shalot Bismano, either way, they'd always say, Mekudash, Mekudash. That was the practice, that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, Imlo Nira Bismano, Ein Mekachino So, Shekvar Kitshu Shemaim. No, if they didn't see it on the right day, they did not see it day 30, that means day 31 was the Rosh Chodesh. You push it off a day, there's no need to make a Kiddush, no need to say Mekudesh Mekudesh, because already Kvar Kitshu Shemaim. Already we have no choice, it can't be 32 days, so we have no choice, there's no need for me to create anything, no need for me to say anything, and therefore you would not have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh in the situation where it's pushed off one day. Why not? What does it mean Shekvar Kitshu Shemaim? So the Miri said, because just as we said, scientifically, it can't be any longer than that. That's what has to happen. But the way it's brought down in the Rashi Sanhedrin says no, because Bezdin Shamala is ready Mekudesh. So I'm not sure what a real practical nafkamina would be, but the Miri says there's no need for any Mekudesh even from Shemayim, and Rashi says even though we don't say Mekudesh, no, Bezdin Shamala says Mekudesh. So there's a nafkamina where there's a conceptual Mekudesh from Shemayim, a Bezdin Shamala, if it ends up being pushed off one day, according to Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok. So now the Gemara says, Rosh Bezdin v'chuli. Rosh Bezdin says Mekudesh. How do you know these words to be true? So the Gemara explains that Amar Bichia bar Gamda, Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi Ami, Kra. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vaidaber Moshe's Moade Hashem, that Moshe told them about the Moadim, Mikan Sherosh Bezdin, Omer Mekudesh. Moshe was the equivalent of a Rosh Bezdin, doesn't get more Rosh Bezdin than Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, Vaidaber Moshe's Moade Hashem. So the Bezdin, we know the purpose of the Rosh Chodesh is in order for the Moadim to be in order. So based on this pasuk, the equivalent of Moshe Rabbeinu, whoever the Rosh Bezdin is, would have to call out Mekudesh. So how do you know, next piece of the Gemara, V'chol ha'am onim achrav Mekudesh Mekudesh, how do you know that the nation also has to respond and say Mekudesh Mekudesh, minalam? How do you know this? So Amar Papa, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Asher tikru osam karbe atem, even though the word is osam, but we could call it, make a drasha atem, that Asher tikru atem, that you call it, you are the ones who call it, Mikrai Kodesh. That's the first pshat. That's the first source. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Eluheim Moade. These are the Moadim. Heim, what's the Heim? Heim is referring to the Moadim, but the Drasha's Heim is referring to Klai Yisrael, and that's the Drasha. Heim Yomru Moade, that they should say it's a Moed. So we see both Rosh Bezin, Moshe, and the Am, based on these two psukim, have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. But how come Mekudesh Mekudesh trades him? And why do they say it two times? Why, when the Rosh Bezin, they say it once? And the Chol Am says Mekudesh Mekudesh twice. So trei zimnei lamali. The chesiva mikra'i kodesh. Mikra'i implies to them. So you have to say elim wadeya. Hey, mikra'i kodesh. They have to call out. The ames call out mikudesh mikudesh. So now the Gemara quotes from the end of the Mishnah. Rabbaz Rabbi Tzadok. He says, "Omer im lo near mizmano ein mekashin osof." If the moon was not seen on time or earlier, so then you don't need to be mekudesh. It's obviously going to be the next day, Rosh Chodesh. So Tanya the Brisa says, "Plimi Omer bizmano ein mekashin osof." If it appears in the right time, actually, that's when you don't make the kiddush. If it happens, if it's shelo bizmano mekashin osof, he's the complete opposite. Because if it happens on the right time, that's it. Mekudosh. I say, if it happens at the right time, that's natural. There's no need for make a kiddush. The normal time for Rosh Chodesh should really be day 30, should be day 1. So if it happens normally, that happens on its own. But we add an extra day, which seems to be unnatural, that's when we have to say Mekudosh. That's according to Plimi. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Bein Kach, Ein Mekashin. So he says there's no need ever to have Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Why? Shenemar says in the Pasuk, V'kidashim eshnasa chamishim shonim. Then your Mekadesh, the 50th year, which is Yovel, he makes a drasha, Shonim atah Mekadesh, v'atah Mekadesh chadashim. Only the year gets a Kiddush, that's Yovel, but we infer from that, months do not need a Kiddush, there's no need for a Kiddush according to the Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. So we have three opinions totally right now. We have Rebbe Elazar B'Tzadok in the Mishnah, that only if it's only Bizmani make a Kiddush. Plimo says, no, only if it's Shalom Bizmano, do you need a Kiddush HaChodesh? And Rabbi Elazar Rishon says, you never need a Kiddush HaChodesh. So then the Gemara says, how do we paskin? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Halacha, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok of the Mishnah, who says, if it's Bizmano, you're Mekadesh it, and if it's not Bizmano, you're not Mekadesh it. Amar Abai says, Af Ananami Tanina, we also learn in the Mishnah, Ra'u Bezin, if Bezin sees it, there's a Mishnah later on, we'll go to see together, V'chol Yisrael Nechaku, Ha'edim, V'roba is then V'chol Yisrael, Nechur Edim V'lo speak Lomer Mekudosh. So let's say Bezdin sees it, and all the Klaisa saw it. It was one of those clear nights. There were no clouds in sight. It was a moon that everybody saw. No one could have missed it. And the Edim came. Many Edim probably came, and they were busy, examining the Edim. V'lo speak Lomer Mekudosh Ad Shechashecha, and they did not have the ability to say Mekudosh until it was too late. And finally, the sun set, or it was too late for them to accept the Edim. Remember, the next day they saw the Edim the night beforehand. The next day, the Edom would come. They have to accept them during the daytime. But before they were able to say Mekudosh, the sun set for the next day. They were not able to establish that that day was Rosh Chodesh. The din is Harezim Ubar. You missed out. Ended up being Rosh Chodesh is pushed off one more day. So the Gemara says, Mu'ubar in Mekudosh lo. So the diak here from the Mishnah is, they say, okay, it's a pushed off month, an extra day. But why doesn't the Mishnah say, you should be Mekadosh the next day? Must be, we're only Mekadesh if it's day 30, but we're not Mekadesh if it's day 31. If it's day 31, it's just a Me'uber Chodesh. We don't say Mekudesh, Mekudesh at that point. So Gemara says, no, not true. That's not a Raya. Itzrich le sakadai techamina. The Mishnah here is teaching us not to say that a 30-day month and day 31 Rosh Chodesh, that we don't say Mekudesh. That's not the diak here. The Chiddush here, the Mishnah is, Itzrich le sakadai techamina. I would have thought, since, as the Mishnah said, everybody saw the new moon. No one in all of Klal Yisrael didn't see this. If Arsamei, below the Abre, maybe in this case we should say it shouldn't be an extra day. We should, even though they didn't get it, the Mekudosh in time, but everybody knows today's Rosh Chodesh really, and make it a 29-day month, and day 30 is really Aleph and Rosh Chodesh. That should be the din. Kamashlam Me'uba, we push it off a day. But maybe when we push it off, we would still say Mekudosh, Mekudosh, and it's against Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok, and therefore there is an araya from that Mishnah that we pass like Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok. So now the new Mishnah tells us here in the bottom, this is a Mishnah in Gemara that appears also pretty much exact Shakratari in the Maseches of Avodah Zarah. It also appears in Shuas also, I think maybe. The Mishnah says as follows. Demus Levana, Hayu Lol Rabban Gamliel, Betavla, that Rabban Gamliel, who was the Nasi, had on his house, on the wall, a little tablet of different images of the moon. The Kosa Baliasa, it was on the wall in his attic. She Behen Mara Esahadiotos, Gomer Hachaze, Risa, Oa Kaze. When people will walk in, those who are not familiar with the different shapes and sizes and movements of the moon, he would bring them up to the house and into his attic and say, did you see like this or did you see like this? That's what he had. So Gemara says, Mishari, is that permitted? Vaksiv does in the Pasuk say, Lo Sasin O.C., don't make the images like me. So what's the drasha here? So Lo Sasin Iti, don't make them with me. So Gemara darshins, Lo Sasin Kidmus Shimshai, don't make these images like the ones that serve me. Don't make an image of a sun. Don't make an image of a moon. It's also to do so. So how could Rabbi Gamliel have these images on his wall? So Amar Abai says, lo asa tara ela shimshin she'ef shel asosim kimosim. That which is usher is only usher to make certain things that serve Hashem if they're exactly the same size as they were. But obviously you can't make the size of a sun, you can't make the size of a moon, that's impossible. So therefore that's allowed. So what is not allowed? So Gemara goes on to bring a braisa, Gittani, the braisa teaches us that lo yase adam bayis tavnis heichel, achsaja tavnis ulam, chatzar keneged azara, shulchan keneged shulchan, menorah keneged menorah. So before we turn the page, you can't make your house the same shape, the same dimension as the base of Mikdash. You can't make your achsaja, your outside area, the same size as the chatzar of the Mishkan. You can't make your other area like the azara. You can't have a shulchan like the shulchan of the base of Mikdash, and menorah like the menorah. That's where it's also. That you can actually replicate entirely. About what you can do is, going on to now on the base, about osa shulchamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmona. You're allowed to make a menorah, candelabra that has five branches or six branches, eight branches, that's all allowed, but not v'shel shiva lo yasa. You can't make a seven-branch menorah because that is going to be replicating that which was in the base of Mikdash. It actually comes to lacha l'maisa, because let's say a person has a candelabra that has seven branches. Is that considered a replica of the menorah? Or no, it has to be exactly the way it was. If a candelabra that's circular, let's say, that's not like it was in the menorah in the base of Mikdash. That was that way, so it was either an angle or a circular. The discussion amongst the poskim, how exact does it have to be to the menorah that would appear in the base of Mikdash? Either way, 5, 6, and 8, and any other number would be allowed, just not 7. Again, unclear how exact the 7 has to be. Afilu shalshar mina batechos, even if it was made from gold. We know that in the Mishkan, in the base of Mikdash was made of gold, but let's say you make it of silver or copper or some other metal, even that would be usher according to this opinion. Kamos on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, not only is metal usher to make a replication of, af shel eitz lo yase, even a wooden menorah would be usher as well to replicate. Kederach she'asu malchei beis chashmonai, in the times of chashmonai, when they had defeated the Yavanim and had to reconstruct the menorah, initially they made it of eitz, they didn't have enough money. So Amru, so that's what they had done. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains it, kederach she'asu malchei beis chashmonai, kishagavra yadam al ha'yavanim, when they defeated the Yavanim, v'otziyim v'yushalayim v'yitaras mikdash, you're busy purifying the base of Mikdash. By Yonim, they were very, very poor. They couldn't make it of gold. They made it of wood initially. So Gemara says, Amru lo misham raya. From the Chashmonaim, you bring a raya that they made it of wood. No, shvudim shabar zahaya. It was actually, they were using metal poles and v'chipun v'bot. They just layered it, covered with some type of material, which I guess looked like wood, but it wasn't wood they had actually used. It was another metal. Then they got wealthier. Asam shokasa. Then they made them as silver. Then chazur hashir. They got even wealthier. And asam shazava. But they never used wood there. So that's not a raya from the chashmonaim. Therefore, one can make a seven-branched menorah if it's made of wood, according to the rabban. So either way, we see from here, it's only usher to make that which is you can make an exact replica. The dimensions are exactly the same, but to make the sun, to make the moon, no one can replicate the dimension, and therefore that would be entirely permitted. Before you go ahead, there's an interesting discussion whether the Isser Bismarzeh exists of replicating the menorah and the shulchan. So the Beis Ephraim says, even now that there's no Beis Mikdash, it's still Isser. You can't make an exact replica of the menorah or the shulchan. But the Minchas Chinuch has an interesting discussion where he says, maybe not true. Maybe you'd be allowed to make a menorah and a shulchan and Bismarzeh. Why? Because in the dimension of the Beis Mikdash, because we don't know the exact dimensions. Beis Rishon was a different size than the Beis Sheni. And Beis Shlishi is going to perhaps be different size as well. And since it's unclear what exactly are going to be the dimensions, he therefore says it's actually not usher to build it Bizman HaChorban. Like now, that's what he understands. Now the Meshech Chachma says a different thing. He says, no, it's permitted to write, rather to make a replication of the Beis Hamikdash or the Menorah and Shulchan, because the only usher is to make it and to use it. But since we can't use the menorah, we're not going to use the menorah, we're not going to use the shulchan, he says, to make it as a model, says the Meshech Chacham, would be entirely permitted. Either way, we see right now, it's permitted to make a moon and a sun, because it's just a nice picture of it, but it's not the exact size. So Gemara says, wait a second, is that permitted? V'shemashim sheyefshar lasosim kamosim mishari. Those types of items that serve Hashem that you cannot replicate is allowed? Is that really true? Tanya, but doesn't the Braisa say, lo sasun iti, don't make those things that are with me? What does that mean? Lo sasun kidmus shamashai hamishamshin lefani bemarim. Don't make those items that serve me up in Shemayim. Does that not include a sun and a moon? That should be usher. Amar Bai says, no, lo asr Torah ela dumus arba panim bahade hadade. What it means is, on the Kisei HaKavod, there were four different legs, and each of the legs had a different image. There's a picture of a person, and a picture of a nesher, and a kruv, a missing one, and an aryeh. So those are four items, a person, a lion, a nesher, and a kruv, had four images on the Kisei HaKavod. To make those four together, that would be us, but to make them individually, or to make suns and moons, that would be allowed. So El Miat, if that's the case, it's only usher when you make all four together, part of Adam L'chudei Tishri. So you should be able to make an image of a person by himself, because it's not put together, only if all four are together, but just a picture of an Adam, that should be allowed. But Alam Atani, why does the Brisa teach us, Koa Partufos Mutarim, you're allowed to make any image of any creature except Chusmi parts of Adam. You're not allowed to draw or make a statue of a human being. So that should be permitted if it's, because we just said above, only if all four are together, but individually it should be allowed. But why does the Brisa say it's usher to make a part of Adam? So Amar Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Idi, Mipirka de Abai Shmili. I heard from a shir that Abai had given, Lo Sasun Iti, Lo Sasun Osi, don't make me. What do you mean, don't make me? So Pashup Shat, the way you read the Gemara is, you can't make Adam because Adam is Tzel Melekim, it's somehow an image of God, so that's why Adam's unique. To mean it, make a picture of an Aryeh, that's allowed. To make a picture of a Nesher, that's allowed. To make a picture of an Aryeh and a Nesher and a Kruv and Adam together, that's Aser, because that is replicating somehow the Kisei HaKavod. But even though you can make a Nesher or an Aryeh alone, you cannot make an Adam alone, because that's somehow Lo Sasun Osi, it's an image of Hashem. Now the Ritva doesn't really like that, because that's not, if there's no image of God, a human being is not an image of Hashem. So he says, anything that appears in the Nevuah, that I showed a Navi in a Nevuah, because it says in the Pasuk, Kimar Adam Alava Milamala. So somehow the Yechesu referred to the image of Adam. So again, this is a very difficult Gemara to understand, but Adam is included in the Pasuk here of Lo Sasun Osi, Hashem says, don't make an image of me. So that's how that's Asr. So either way, you're still allowed to make a moon and a star, it seems. So Gemara says, Ushar Shamshin Mishari. So we've only asked right now the four partsufim on the Kisei HaKavod. That implies all other things in the Shemaim are allowed. But doesn't the Brisa say that Lo Sasun Iti and the Brisa Darshan, Lo Sasun Kedimus Shemashai Hamishamshin Lefane Bemaram? Don't make any of the items, any of the forces that are up in Shemaim, Kigon Ofanim Vistrafim Vichayas Akodesh Malach Asharis. All types of angels, which the differences, the different levels of angels, that's also to make them. So the Gemara says, so shouldn't that also ask the moon and the sun as well? So Amar Bai says, no, lo asa Torah ella shamashim shebemadr ha'ilyum. But that which is in the mother ha'tachton talan. The mother ha'tachton, the lower air of the Shemayim, the sun and the moon, that which we could see, that is permitted. The malachim, which is a much higher level of the Shemayim, only those items are usher, but the sun and moon are still allowed. So Gemara says, really? V'shebemadr ha'tachton mishari, the area of the lower part of the Shemayim, where the sun and moon are found, you can actually make images of the sun and the moon? Vatani the Brisa says, Asher b'shemayim, that which is you can't make. The Pasuk says, Lo sase lecha fesel lecha tuna asher b'shemayim, you can't make any idol of that which is in Shemayim. What does that mean? Darshan to Gemara, Asher b'shemayim l'rabos chama ulavana kochavim mazalos. You can't make an image of the sun and the stars and the moon. And mima'al, the rabos malach yasharis. So they're both included in the Isser. So we see clearly in Isser deraisa to make an image of a moon. So Gemara says, Kitanya hi l'avdam. That Brisa is the context of Lo Sasa Lecha Pesel. It's referring to worshipping of Avodah Zarah. So you can't make a sun to worship it. You can't make a moon to worship it. You can't make a star to worship it. But stam to make an image, that would actually be allowed. So Gemara says, Ila of them, if you're referring to serving such items, Chas V'Shalom, Afilu Shul Shul Katan Nami, even a small worm would be asur. I mean, you can't worship anything other than Hashem, so why are you giving me an example of a sun or a moon? If I made an image of a worm and worshipped it, that would also be asur. So why are you specifying a sun and a moon? So Gemara says, Ienach Nami, you're right. The Tani, the Brisa says, Asher Ba'aretz, that which is in the ground, the Rabos Harmukvos, Yom Neharos, you can't make items to serve such as a mountain and waters and whatnot. Afikim v'gayos, and then in certain valleys, u'mitachas the rabbos shil shakotan, even a small little worm, it's usher to craft something that you're going to serve eventually. So the Gemara says, asiya gredasa mishari, where is it? So making something's allowed, it sounds like, but making something to serve is usher. So making something, just stop making an item would be allowed, meaning right now I can make a moon, I can make a sun, I can make a worm, I just can't serve them. I can't make them to serve. So I can really make them? Is that really true? Vasiya Gredasa Mishari, just to make items, making an idol or statue, that would be allowed. Vatanya, Lo Sasun Iti, don't make the items that are with me. Lo Sasun Kidmus Shamashai Hamasham Shilfanai Kagon Chama Ulavana Kukham Masalos. There are two different psukim here. The one pasuk earlier we said was Lo Sasun Lechafesel, that's telling me don't make to serve. But there's another pasuk which we were darshing most of the time here, Lo Sasun Itiz, just don't make the images, regardless of serving it, just don't make images of these items. And this rice is very clear that a person cannot make an image, even not to serve. You can't make an image of a sun or moon or stars. So that's the kasha. How did Rabban Gamliel have these images on his wall? And the Gemara answers, a shiny Rabban Gamliel, Dachem Asulo, that others made it for him, and Rashi is a Nachem. The non-Jews made it for him, and that's why he's allowed to have it. Now, Tosis points out, look at Tosis, shiny Rabban Gamliel, Dachem Asu. Tosis says, V'yafo gab de b'chol mile amir l'nachri shvus, even though we know it's always Aser of Mila Akum, people mostly think that Mila Akum is only Aser in Shabbos. I can't turn the light on, and I can't ask my guard to turn the light on, but for anything else, I could ask a guard to do for me. That's not true. The Gemara says clearly in a couple places, Amir Akum applies to every Isra, even non-Shabbos Isurim. So I can't have a guard make an image of a moon for me, an image of a sun. How is that allowed? So even though that's true, normally Shvus Amir Akum is Aser, Tosa goes on to explain here that since this case is a Hacha Lo Gazer, Mishim Mitzvah, says Tosas. That since it was for a mitzvah, they did not make a gzer. Just like I could, Amir L'Akum is allowed on Shabbos for a certain tzarech mitzvah, so too Amir L'Akum is permitted for making a sun and a moon if it's for a tzarech mitzvah. So then the Gemara says, V'ha Rabbi Yehuda da'achem asulo. And didn't Rabbi Yehuda also have a Nachum make for him an image on his ring? He had a ring of a shape of something. And V'amar Le Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda, said to Rabbi Yehuda, his Talmud, Shin, he always called him sharp one. Rabbi Yehuda is very sharp. So Shmuel says, Shinna, my dear Talmud, you sharp Talmud, Same Einan Didan, remove your eyes, the eyes should become blind from the tzur that's on your ring. What kind of ring are you wearing? How is that allowed? They had some ring that was kind of sticking out, some image of something, and that was considered making something, that tzura. So the Gemara says that Hasam over there, Chosmo Bolet Hava. It was where the image was, it was sticking out, it was elevated. So it had some texture to it. And that's where it's Asr. Because people would think, oh, he served it as a Avodah Zarah. But Kedetanya, Tabas Chosama Bole, if the signature of the ring, they used to stamp things, if it stuck out, it was protruding, Asr L'Anicha, you can't wear it, it looks like some type of idol. Umutar Lachtaba, but you can create the seal with it. Why? Because when you put it into a piece of paper, it actually gets imprinted, it doesn't stick out, that would be allowed. But if it's the other way, if the chosmo is shokeh, if when I wear the ring, the image is actually not sticking out, but actually goes inside, it's indented, that would actually be allowed. Mutar l'anicha, because that's an idol, is when it sticks out. But when it gets indented, that would be allowed to wear, but us lachtamo, but I can't use it to make a stamp, a seal, because when I make the seal afterwards, I put the wax on, the seal actually will stick out, look like an idol, like it's not an idol, but it will come out of the page a little bit, and that would look like there's a tzura, and that would be usher. So that's why Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, take off that ring you're wearing, that stamp, because it looks like there's an idol. So then the Gemara says, Umi chashin l'chashada, are you really concerned of a person being a choshed of Avodah Zarah? V'ha'ahi be'knisha, wasn't there a particular shul? D'shaf v'yasiv, it was destroyed, and they refixed it, they refurbished it, b'nehar'da. And D'hava be'andarta had a certain idol, a statue that was there. V'havo ailu Rav Shmuel, v'avu d'Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, along Shmuel's father as well, they all entered into such a shul, even though there was a tselem, there's an idol. V'levi, umatzi hasam, they all davened here in the shul. So shouldn't they be concerned of a chashad of Avodah Zarah? So obviously we're not concerned of Avodah Zarah. So just like we're not concerned of davening in a place where there's a statue, why are we concerned that Rabbi Yehuda had a little statue on his ring? That shouldn't be a chashad either. So Gemara says, Rabim Shiny. When they rob him there, we're not choshed the rabim of doing Avodah Zarah. Individuals here and there, we're choshed them. But a rabim, certainly not. So in a shul, even though it's not ideal, but if that was for the place where they had to daven, they had to daven there, we're not choshed that they were chas v'sham davening for the Avodah Zarah. But an individual, for one individual, such as Rabbi Yehuda, we would be choshed them. So then the Gemara says, V'ha Rabbi Gamliel Yachidu. So this was all an answer, by the way, as to why Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to have this. He could have the moon, because there's no concern of chashad. The Gemara says, wasn't Rabbi Gamliel Yachid? He was a Yachid. So why would that be allowed? It should be a chashad. Even though, again, the whole question was that Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to have the moon in his wall because someone else made it for him. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda also, his ring he didn't make, Achayim made the ring for him. And yet, even though the ring was made for it by someone else, Shmuel says, don't wear it. So here's well, Rabbi Gamliel, he shouldn't be able to wear it. have the moon on his wall because he didn't make it, but still it should be a chashad. He's a yachid, just like Rabbi Yehuda was a yachid. There should be a chashad. And so the Gemara answers, no, kaven de nasi hu shchichei rabin gabi, since he was a nasi, and many people came to seek advice, seek eitza from him, seek a bracha from him, so therefore he's considered ki rabin. We have that also, I think Gemara says, by the avos imahos, even though, and the shvatim as well, even though they were yechidim, since the rabin came from them, they have a certain din of rabin. Here as well, even though Rabbi Gamliel was a yachid on his own right, but since many people flocked to see him and seek advice and seek bracha, therefore he has a din of a rabin, and there's no need of a chashat. So then the Gemara says, maybe another answer, another explanation why Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to have these on his wall, because Ibai Zema did prakim habu. It wasn't made full. I mean, it was like a dotted moon. It was a dotted moon. It wasn't, the moon wasn't complete. Therefore, since it was broken up, that's not considered an image of the moon and would be allowed. And the third answer is Ibai Zema lihislamid avid. You're allowed to make the images to learn from them. To have them to serve is certainly usher. And even to have them just stam would be usher. But to make them in order to learn from them and to teach from them, that would be allowed, as it says in the Pasuk, lo silmar la'asos, don't be accustomed to, don't learn how to make kitoavos hagoimheim, aval ata lamed lahavin laharos. But you can learn from them in order to teach and to understand. So that ends the daf. I'll quickly recap what we did. We first started talking about how north or south of the moon was it accept the words or not accept the words, and we end up saying depending whether it's a short day or a long day, that will indicate whether or not the moon ever makes its way to the north or not the north. Then how high it was, how low it was, and the Gemara says if they're off by one, we accept them. If they're off by two, we don't accept them, but they can still be mitzaref to somebody else. If you see them in the water, in the glass, or the clouds, we would not accept it. You have to see it directly. Then if a person saw it by chance, from the corner of his eye, that we would not accept either, because we assume maybe he saw a shooting star or something. He has to say it. He has to see it directly. Then the question, Mekudesh, 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 that based on Moshe Rabbeinu who said Mekudesh, every Rosh Basin has to say Mekudesh. Then we have two psukim, how we know that the Am has to respond Mekudesh as well. And based on two times, because it says in the Pasuk, Mikroi Kodesh, you have to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh two times. Three of machlokas, whether or not you're makadesh bismano, makadesh shlo bismano, maybe not makadesh at all the chodesh. That was a three of machlokas. Then the Mishnah spoke about having picture of the moon on Rabbi Gamliel's wall. How is that allowed? You can't make images. We went back and forth about making images of the sun, the moon versus the angels, and serving them. We end up saying there are two different yisurim. One is you can't make an item to serve, and also you can't make items stam that are up in shemayim. We end up concluding, so therefore it should be usher for him to make. Have these moon on picture of the moon on his wall. We conclude that there are three different answers. One answer is that it's allowed because since he was a rabbim, if Achaim made them for him, Achaim's allowed as long as you're a rabbim. A yachid can't wear it, but a rabbim can. And since Rabbi Gamliel had din of a nasi, he had din the rabbim, and therefore, since Achaim made it for him, there's no chashad, and he's allowed to have them. Second answer we said was because it was made with prakim, it wasn't made with a full circle, they had dots in them. And the third answer was that you're allowed to make them in order to learn and to teach from them. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful day.